Welcome to another episode of the Life Mastery mini-series, where we talk about the science of happiness and success. Today is the second part of the meaning of life, and that is to develop a culture of continuous improvement. Improvement makes human beings happy, and it happens to be the most common philosophy of highly successful people. So this is an evidence-based strategy to become happy and successful. Start with your desired outcome. You want to improve your life, your relationships, your circumstances. Therefore, your life goal is to improve. The most difficult challenge is changing culture. It's obvious that you want to improve, but you must create a culture of continuous improvement. Your intent is to improve your management of the three domains: managing yourself, managing other people, and managing problem-solving situations. The tools required for a culture of continuous improvement are the lessons that we've been learning in the last few podcasts and videos. But you require the culture, the mentality, the intent for this to work. It happens to be true that working hard and overcoming adversity to improve gives the greatest existential happiness. Whether it comes to business, to relationships, to sport, moving forward makes us happy, whereas going backwards always makes us feel down. Even something minor like leaving your umbrella in the house where you have to stop and go back and fetch it makes people upset. So developing a culture of continuous improvement will make you happy, not just as a means, but as an end in itself. If you develop a culture of continuous improvement, your life becomes a constant opportunity for happiness. Because no matter how difficult your limitations, your circumstances, you can always aim to improve yourself, your relationships, your situation, and just having that intent will give you direction, hope, and positive energy. It will provide constant progress towards becoming a better you and living a better life. Progress and improvement will make you happy, and no matter how great you become, you will always have room for more improvement, and the aspiration to improve will keep you energized and motivated, give you direction. So this is the path to happiness and success. When we work hard to maximize our potential, our abilities, our relationships, our endeavor, and we achieve our goals, we feel exalted, fulfilled. We have existential satisfaction. We've transcended ourselves and our skills. We've improved our relationships, and we've become something much greater than we ever imagined. So the culture of continuous improvement is the meaning of life. We're all born with naked potential, and what we do defines what we become, what we do with our lives. This is the common approach of most highly successful people. They're always trying to improve. And after they've improved, they're going to try to get even better. They have an insatiable appetite for improvement. And that culture of continuous improvement enables them to transcend themselves. I remember hearing from Novak Djokovic's coach that no matter how well he plays, the first thing he does when he comes off court is to ask, "What can I do better? What areas can I improve?" And in fact, even though he's aged, he's found new components of his game to improve, to compensate for the fact that he's not quite as quick as he was when he was 20. It isn't possible to win all the time. It's not even necessarily possible to become rich. But what we do have the opportunity to do is to get better, or at the very least, not to repeat our errors. And errors increase risk, waste resources, and they're emotionally draining. So instead of becoming upset, of giving up, we can use our errors, we can use criticism as a springboard to learn and improve. And because improvement makes us happy, those issues become hurdles that we need to clear instead of obstacles in our path. Life becomes a lot more positive when we use setbacks and criticism as an opportunity to learn and get better. Losers keep blaming their circumstances, but winners make the most of them. Everyone will fail many times. With a culture of continuous improvement, failure is an opportunity, not a setback. We can learn, we can get better, And it refines our options. We know that path didn't work. We failed. We have to look at other better solutions. So we're actually progressing our lives. That's the way knowledge and science work. People made lots of mistakes along the way, but those mistakes closed certain options and doors and directed people in the right direction to find better ways to do things, better ways to discover things. When we fail, we can look at that as a path or strategy that doesn't work. But we can remain positive. We can bring positive energy and we can keep moving forward. Losers are not people who fail. Losers are people who don't learn from others and from their mistakes. Losers are people who externalize blame so that they can't improve. They can't learn. There are no good plans or bad plans. Plans either work or they don't. People get disheartened by imperfection. I can't get what I want. Committees give up because they can't get the exact outcome that they want. And that's why a culture of continuous improvement is so important, because you can't win all the time, but you can improve. And any improvement, any good that you do is progress towards your goal. It's much better to do something good than doing nothing at all. You can't win all the time, but improving is progress towards your goal. And doing something good is better than doing nothing good, even if your solution is not perfect. The world isn't perfect, but that shouldn't discourage progress and improvement. With a culture of continuous improvement, the goal is progress and improvement, not winning, not perfection. Most importantly, you can't fix all of the world's problems overnight, and there are seldom quick fixes, and you can't always get what you want. But most meaningful progress is incremental, step by step. It's often emotionally expedient to stop trying. But don't do that. Get back on your feet. Start moving forwards again in the correct direction. There, you see, you're feeling better and you're getting closer to your goal. Culture is the hardest problem to fix because the biggest obstacle to improvement is ego. I am what I am. Ego will convince you to be narcissistic, egotistical, blame others, get angry. Isolate yourself from help and connection, and it will convince you to take the most expedient option because that's what will make you feel good, give you instant gratification. We are genetically designed for energy conservation, so your instinct is to lose your temper, go for quick fixes, blame others, avoid working hard and applying your significant intelligence to solving your problems. It's uncomfortable confronting yourself about your weaknesses, about your mistakes, so your ego will lead you away from this. But your life can't get better unless you become the manager. Take ownership of who you are, of your strengths and weaknesses, and make the most of your life. I did mention that the life lessons I've taught you give you the tools for a culture of continuous improvement. So let me briefly explain that. So be the manager is about controlling your own destiny as much as possible so that you can guide your life to a better place. Blaming and relying on others is the least likely strategy to improve your circumstances. Be the manager. Any problem that bothers you is your problem. Now get on with the job of making your life and relationships better. Secondly, work with, not against. Your life and relationships will improve when you develop a culture of work with, not against. You're committed to getting along with others, avoiding unnecessary conflict, recruiting allies, enlisting alliances. Work with what you have, your abilities, your relationships, your opportunities, your circumstances. Resist the culture of narcissism. Working with other people will make you more happy and successful and improve your life. Use the stop rule to avoid unnecessary conflict and keep yourself focused on progressing in a positive direction towards your desired outcome. Progress in the right direction is an improvement. Outcome is proportional to investment. Improvement and progress require hard work and resilience, but use the right question to avoid overspending and exhausting yourself along the way. Disconnect to reconnect. Internet propaganda encourages a culture of narcissism, of victimhood, of misery, anger, and helplessness. all the opposite lessons to what evidence shows us will make you happy and successful. So disconnect from your phone and reconnect with positive, warm, happy human experiences. Positive energy must exceed negative. A positive attitude is essential for a culture of continuous improvement. You will always focus on positive progress, on solutions, not problems. Focus on what you can control and improve. Don't follow populist fashion and be offended all the time. Laugh at yourself. You're human just like the rest of us. And being human means that you have flaws. So you have an opportunity to learn and improve, and that will make you happy. I want to make one final point about positive energy. Even if you don't have the time and money to give to someone, to give to a cause, just giving a word of encouragement can be of inestimable value. I know this from my own experiences when I've been involved in hard endeavors and you get tired and you feel down, you often have a lot of haters. And if just one person comes forward and says something positive to you, it makes all the difference. It gives you energy, it gives you momentum, and you feel that everything is worthwhile. You know, every moment in your life is an opportunity for positive energy, to appreciate, to praise, to learn, to smile, to laugh. And the greatest beneficiaries of all that positive energy will be you and the people that you love. Thank you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to follow me and share it with your friends. And join me for the next episode of the Life Mastery mini-series. Please note that the views and opinions on this show are my own and do not reflect those of my colleagues or employers.